Hello and welcome to another episode of Secrets of a Virtual Boss, the go-to podcast for insights on growing your business, cutting costs, and the ins and outs of outsourcing and virtual team building. As always, I'm your host, Michael Brody, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for any business looking to expand globally. So, global vigilance, mastering risk management in overseas outsourcing. Now, outsourcing overseas isn't just a strategy, it's an art. It's about navigating through a sea of opportunities while steering clear of the potential risks. And today we're going to unravel exactly how to do that. So let's get started. First up, understanding the landscape. So overseas outsourcing, it's going to open doors to incredible talent pools. And if you do it the right way, huge cost savings. But like any venture, it comes with its own set of challenges. We're talking about cultural differences, time zone intricacies, legal compliance, the whole shebang. So let's start and let's tackle one of the big elephants in the room, the legal compliance, the fun stuff. It's daunting, right? But here's the secret. It doesn't have to be. The key, work with local experts. They're going to help you navigate the legalities in the country you're outsourcing to. It's a crucial step, folks. It's your shield against unforeseen legal complications. Now, if you're looking to do that in the Philippines, on virtualstaff.ph, we've got a compliance solution. It's a recruitment and compliance solution where we'll find you the best talent, but we'll onboard them professionally. We'll take on all the legal liability in the Philippines. We'll make sure everything's compliant and above board. So check that out if you're looking at the Philippines. Now, on to quality control. It's a major concern, especially when your team's oceans away. The solution, establish strong communication lines, set up regular checks, put stuff in place. It's not just about tracking progress and time tracker and that kind of stuff. It's about building relationships. It's understanding different work cultures and also making sure that the end result aligns with your business's quality standards, because ultimately that's what it's all about. You know, you're the business under the captain of the ship. You've got a vision for the business. You've got a certain standard. So it's making sure all the talent that you're on board overseas, whether it's in the Philippines or anywhere else, is on the same, on the same page as you and what you're looking to achieve. Speaking of culture, embracing cultural differences, it's not just beneficial, it's necessary. It's going to bring new perspectives. I mean, I've learned a trick or two from my team. You're going to get some innovative ideas if you're hiring the right people. It can really spice up how you do business. Remember, diversity can be a catalyst for creativity. So how do you make all this work? By outsourcing, or by seeing your outsourcing partners, not just as vendors, as sellers, but as allies. Invest in the relationship. The deeper the mutual understanding, the more fruitful the partnership's going to be. So, take our compliance solution, for example. We've had businesses working with us for years. They start out just wanting to hire a virtual assistant, and as their business grows, as their needs grow in terms of what they need in terms of the team, they scale. They bring in talent in different areas of expertise, and before you know it, they've, got a really great team in the Philippines. They've got special people, who are doing a great job. And saving a lot of money in the process while making sure everything's, shipshape and above board, from a compliance and legal standpoint. Wrapping up, folks. Okay, so overseas outsourcing, it's a journey. It's a journey of growth. It's a journey of learning. It offers immense potential to your business from the point of view of increasing the profit of your business through strategic cost cutting. With the right approach, you can master the art of risk management in this global endeavor, and you can propel your business to new heights. I've seen it done, hundreds of times, thousands of times before. I've seen and done it myself. It works, but make sure you do it the right way. Before we tune out, you might be wondering why this episode's a little bit shorter. Well, I decided that I wanted to cut the episodes for the podcast down a little bit in terms of the length, because I want to pack as much value as I can about one particular topic, go at it full blasted for 3 to 5 minutes rather than waffle on about a bunch of things. That way you can go through the different episodes. You can get the gems. You have to search for them. Instead, you can get them in little micro bites or micro-sized bites or whatever. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Secrets of a Virtual Boss. I hope today's episode's given you the confidence to navigate the waters of overseas outsourcing. Remember, it's about taking calculated risks, embracing diversity, building lasting partnerships with your team, with your overseas team. If you haven't done so already, like and subscribe to the podcast. And until next time, keep innovating, keep outsourcing, keep growing. This is Michael Brody signing off, and I'll see you on another episode. Bye for now.